Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to All By The Popcorn. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're going to talk about the sixth episode of Indiana Jones, Spring Break Adventure, Princeton in Mexico, 1916. We were not prepared for this. I was not prepared to lose little Indy.
I was really excited to move on to Sean Patrick Flannery, but now I regret everything.
I don't know. I'm not like terribly disappointed in this episode. I just was more so like, what is going on? What is this shit? It's totally new.
I don't know. It seemed like it was the same, but then again, it just like,
it was very different. The feeling was very different.
Well, because it's different having all those like campy moments with a kid than with a grown-ass man, in my opinion.
Okay, what were you going to say before we started this? Well, what's your big start here that you need to just get off your chest?
Well, no. It's too mean.
Is it really mean?
Yeah, I pretty much was going to call this episode a piece of garbage.
I mean, it wasn't like... No, it was pretty bad, yeah. Yeah.
It was going to be something along the lines of, all right, let's get into this piece of garbage episode. That's pretty much what it was gonna be.
Well, I suppose we'll just start from the beginning, because that is... it started, and we had no idea that Sean Patrick Flannery was going to be in this episode. I honestly thought we had a little bit more of young Indy. We do not look ahead at all. Like, I have no reference for this show whatsoever. I just watch it. So the fact is, like, I was like, Sean Patrick's in this? And it's the Foxy Dad. Because when they were filming it, it was, like, earlier, you know, so it's, like, the Foxy Dad's actually in it.
But then it stayed the Foxy Dad. Like,
it did.
The dad never changed.
It never changed because they didn't have to do reshoots.
Until they gave him that really shitty makeup in the second half.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Really bad makeup of, like, an older man.
God. But it looked, he didn't even look old. He just looked like a young man with old makeup.
I said, real test, is this the Foxy Dad? And it is. Because when they filmed this show, they filmed it all out of order. They filmed this part earlier, probably at the same time they were filming the young Indy stuff. So
for the full, like, first, well, for the full episode, is this so, because you know how this is canon to the movies.
Yeah.
So, but isn't it kind of out of order? Because they're already talking about Nazis. When Indiana Jones has his own Nazi movie.
They were not talking about Nazis. They were talking about the Germans. They're not Nazis.
They're just Germans.
They never said the
word
Nazi.
And there's a war going on with the Germans.
Yes. World War I.
Is with Germans.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was confused about that the whole time.
Yes. I don't know if you remember history, but it's literally World War I... Like, the Germans lose really badly, and then they become even angrier for World War II to come around.
What's the war with Vietnam?
The Vietnam War in the 60s.
Okay.
That's completely off different. It's like 20 years after World War II.
Ergo, Emily sucks at history.
Yeah, you're not the best.
Let's move on.
All right. Well, this show's supposed to help you. That's the point of it. I mean, I feel like it's really doing something, at least.
It made me look up some... I actually looked up the Mexican Revolution.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what the heck
Pancho
that was.
Pancho Villa.
I had no idea who that was.
It was interesting because Indy was right smack in the middle of it. But I guess we'll get there because the first half of the episode takes place in Princeton, New Jersey, where he's from.
Yes.
And he's going to high school, and he has a girlfriend who's clearly smarter than her. Smarter than him.
At times, though.
I don't know. She was annoying. I don't...
I liked her in the beginning. Okay, could please tell me that you wrote down some time footage.
I did write down some.
Some time for that barn scene.
Oh, yes. I did write down the barn scene.
My God.
We'll get there. So let's just start at the beginning. So really, it's like, he's in high school. It's basically setting the scene for the idea that he needs a car to go to prom.
He needs a cool car.
A cool car.
He doesn't just need a car.
And he doesn't
He needs
even...
a cool car because it has to be cooler than Buster. What the heck was his name?
Buster sounds about right. And so Sean
Barney?
Patrick Flannery,
I don't know his name.
Needs to take his girlfriend, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
And he needs to take her to prom in a nice car and to show everybody up. So he's been dating Nancy for a long time, it seems. Like, they're really close. But they're also, like, kids. They're, like, what? Like, sophomores? Like, you can't be that...
Well, yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know. Because maybe... They definitely knew each other for a while, but I don't know how long they were actually together because that girl in the soda fountain was also hoping that Indy would ask her to prom.
That's right. So...
So maybe that wasn't, like, official. Maybe it was a little... It's complicated. I don't know.
But she did mention in it... She's like, that's why we make such a good couple or something.
Yeah, I
to
know.
To him. So, I don't know. I just thought they didn't have the spark.
She didn't.
They were kind of just, like, together in scenes. They weren't really, like, interested in each other. Although I did like Sean Patrick Flannery. Like, he wasn't terrible.
I liked him at times. Until that barn scene.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
He seemed really dumb at times. And, like, not anything like his younger self or like his older self.
No, exactly. I know, it's so weird. He's, like, completely different.
Because, seriously, when we were watching the little baby Indy, like, he actually looked like, he acted like he could have grown up into Indiana Jones. But now we're at Sean Patrick. And I'm like, yeah, I know, you're supposed to change and grow up and
stuff.
Yeah,
but this guy's, like, drive for life is, like, not even the same. Like... He spent the whole episode just complaining about what they had to do, and then, you know, it was his girlfriend that had the you know, intrigue, like, she was like the Nancy Drew, basically. I think that's probably why they named her Nancy.
Probably. I mean, except for in the second half when he actually says that he wants to be an archaeologist, but...
That's right, he does say that. The second half, I think, was way more true to Indy than the first half. Like, in terms of, like, his character, what we know from the movies.
Yeah, there still was just so much happening. Like, oh my gosh, that second half. And that first half, I can't even.
So I was confused to where they live, but it's Princeton, New Jersey. And apparently Indy still has Indy, the dog.
Indiana?
Yeah, Indiana, the dog.
But
he mentioned the dog.
He did.
Yeah, but we never saw the dog. And I was, like, concerned with the fact that Miss Seymour was nowhere to be found. And neither was the mom.
Because
the mom died?
The mom's dead.
But the first half was not explained. Like, you didn't know that she died.
No, you didn't know until the second half. That's why, like, when this happened, like, I was watching it. He says it. I go, what? And then tons of other shit happens. So
yeah.
I'm like quickly writing things down.
Too much to handle.
And then later, and I'm like, oh, and the mom died? Like,
yeah.
After that? Oh my God,
completely.
That's ridiculous.
So
I don't even know.
It was adorable because he didn't have a car, and he rode this horse with his girlfriend through the city, and I thought that was pretty cute.
Yeah, dragging the car.
So they go to the Edison plant because some guy comes over to their house claiming he's an inventor at the Edison plant. And that Edison gets all of the credit for everything that they do. Basically, Edison is the idea guy, and everybody else is, like, you know, the ones who have to make it happen.
Yeah, because he's trying to make, like, an electric-powered...
Car.
Battery, like,
he's
the car. He's trying to make the special battery for the car.
Yeah.
So that oil is no longer...
Becomes obsolete.
Yes.
Which is basically a Tesla.
Basically.
And, you know, it only took another 100 years for that to happen.
Well,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not like they were going to... But basically, the oil companies are jealous of this, and so they try to steal the plans. Or that's the idea, that they're, like, trying to steal the plans in order to stay on top as oil companies, which they still are on top. It's not like it's gone away, but...
I just thought it was weird how in the first half, like, they didn't even try to give the dad, like, some makeup. Because in, like, the little theme song, or, like, you know, the beginning part with all the music, like, when they're walking on the sidewalk and bickering, I'm like, Yeah. Like, the dad has not changed at all.
He looks exactly the same.
He looks exactly the same.
And they're both foxy. So you're, like, watching it, and you're like...
Until, did you see, like, did you see how horribly Sean Patrick Flannery aged during the transition? Like, did you see that?
Yeah,
he had, like, a gross pedo stash.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a wrinkly forehead.
I know.
Like, did you see how old he looked, like, in that transition?
No, I'm gonna have to look again.
Oh god, he looks so gross.
Okay, so we still have this first part.
I'm sorry,
we're not talking about the first part. You are going all off the rails. You keep trying to talk about the rest of this episode. We need to talk about the beginning.
We're going too slow.
It's a slow ass beginning of this episode. Like, nothing is going on. Nothing is happening. They go to this cute soda fountain, and the girl's like,
because Indy works there. Okay, so Indy's being totally superficial.
And he's got, like, the same haircut as the little Indy does.
He's like, I told him to show up,
it's
Butch.
It's adorable.
Whatever the heck his name is.
Butch, yeah. It's like, I don't know.
What's his, that's him. What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Buddy? What's his name?
But.
Drive that pile of junk to the prom? When we get this baby souped up, it's gonna blow the doors off that tin Lizzie.
He doesn't say his name.
Well... Anyways, he's fighting for himself. He's like, but basically it's just about a car. It's nothing really circumstantial. And his girlfriend's all, like, chill about it. She's, like, trying to fix up this car.
Well, because she knew how important it was to Indy to drive.
Yeah. And so this guy comes over to their house, and he says he can fix the car because he works at Edison. That's what I was trying to get to earlier.
Sorry.
Fix her dad's car. This old-ass man who is the father of... his girlfriend Nancy, who writes these adventure novels. So Indy talks with this guy, like, "Oh, this is a good idea for your story,
Tom Smith or something,
yeah,
like whatever the heck his
for,
name
like,
is
like whatever character
Tom Smart
this guy." And like he was like, "I was reading this really interesting archaeological book about the, you know, Mayans or something, and
how there's like tunnels under or wherever."
Yeah, maybe I could find that because I thought it was
Tom Swift.
He was just, like, telling him, you know, maybe...
I've got Tom stuck
in
an Incan tomb, surrounded by rocket rangers, and his stun gun doesn't work. The villain is flooding the tomb with water, and I don't know how to get Tom out.
Well, have you read Hiram Bingham's account of the discovery of ruins in Machu Picchu?
No.
We discovered this incredible Inca city about 5 years ago. I've been reading about his discoveries in National Geographic.
Bingham.
B-I-N-G-H-A-M. That's it. Anyway, you know, the Incas were incredible stonemasons, and he thinks there might be a complex maze of underground tunnels under the Machu Picchu. But he doesn't want to open them up because he thinks the whole thing might cave in. Well, I bet if Tom can get inside these tunnels, he could give him a slip. Or corner them.
Okay, I'm just reading this little description underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Indy and his girlfriend, Nancy Stratemeyer, whose father created the Nancy Drew mystery series...
What?
Dude, did I not call that? Did I not just say that 10 minutes ago?
Stratemeyer, whose father created the Nancy Drew mystery series. Wow.
That is so right, because that is exactly what kind of character this girl is. She's just like Nancy Drew. She's always like, I'm going to investigate this and do this myself. And, you know, she's the one who figures... So they go to Edison's place after this, and... they try to get the car fixed. And while they're there, this crazy shit goes down.
Oh my gosh. This, like, van shows up and steals... What's his name?
He steals the doctor or something. Like, the plans.
He steals the plans.
For
and,
the battery.
And this guy.
I didn't understand anything that was going on in this episode. I was like, they had to take a train to Edison's place.
That took forever.
And then Coulson showed up.
Like what? Like, what is it? Was it Monday? And they're like trying to get this done before Thursday, which is prom or something?
Yeah, I didn't understand the timeline for this at all. So they're there and like these people steal these plans and everything, and Coulson's there and he's like, yeah, they took the plans.
Coulson!
Yeah, I wrote, it's Coulson.
I wrote Coulson.
And then like he gets in a dispute with this guy, with the policeman, about what this guy said in another language, and I just had to go and find
yeah, he's
that.
Like, no, he said baby farmer.
Yeah,
he's like, no,
really
I'm pretty
funny.
Sure he said chicken burps or something. Whatever the
heck
he like
chicken burp, right.
It was Schnell die Unchen, or Allergy. I can't remember.
Allergy. Quick, the baby's burping?
No, sir. I think that means quick, the chicken is burping.
Thank you, kid, but the allergy means baby's burping. I know that for a fact.
What?
And allergy means... Please, huh? Now I'm finished with you, so you can both go home. Go on.
But what? Can we have our generator back?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, kid.
And, of course, he couldn't get the generator back to fix the car. So then the police has got this car, and I don't know. I just think that this episode wasn't very well written.
It was... I felt like it was all over the place. It was... I didn't feel like it was very on character with Indy.
No, I would not say that. No.
I also...
But I did think Sean Patrick Flannery was a looker. Because he is.
He's very sexy. But... But he was really making me mad at some points.
Like, yeah, because he's not as forgiving for being how young he is. In the first ones, the mistakes that little Indy makes are because he's like, you know, six. So you're like,
well. It's also because he's just like throwing a baseball around and not, you know, joining the Mexican Revolution. Like,
I
these aren't the same things that
really
baby
not.
Indy was getting into. Like,
I know, they're just.
Baby Indy wasn't, like, he was running off and just, like, running amok. And this guy is just, like, doing crazy shit.
And then, so they're like, investigating this more. And then they go into this barn. Like, we're doing a terrible job explaining this episode because it's not very well, like, organized. It's kind of, like, an all-over-the-place kind of episode.
Quick catch-up.
Yeah.
School.
Yeah.
Sorry, Indy, can't drive the car because the car's broken. Okay. Can I hang out with you? No, I'm not even doing this better. We have... Nope, I can't.
They need to fix the car. They take it to Edison's. They witness a robbery. And then they're trying to figure out who stole the plans to this. So that's basically what's going on. That's the whole mystery of this episode.
And the lead right now is Germans.
The lead that people think that it is Germans...
Is because they spoke
because
German.
There's a war going on. They're like, it's German spies, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and they spoke German. So, anyways. Then they go into this barn because something leads them into the barn, like a clue.
No, okay, there was, like, some major foreshadowing. Remember on the train when they just, like, blatantly show a picture of this random-ass barn out of the window?
Yeah.
And then Indy sees it. Like, yeah. Nancy doesn't, like, Nancy's, like, looking at the old lady who's, like, knitting. Like, mm-hmm. She's not even looking out the window. And then... As they're leaving Edison's plant, Nancy's like, Indy, don't you remember seeing that totally obvious chicken farm outside of the train on the way up here?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. That's why they're there.
All right. Thank you, because I was not even paying attention to that part.
I was paying way too much attention to this episode.
Oh, well, good. You can clarify some things for me. But anyways, you gotta listen to what happens in the stand barn.
Oh my gosh.
The whole scene is just infuriating.
Terrible.
It's just the worst scene.
So they're walking through.
It's very dark and scary. There's some light showing through.
Look, over there.
I don't know what she was pointing at. There's nothing there.
She sees a very odd pile of hay that happens to be covering the car.
It's the van.
I knew it. Hey, look at this.
It's like oil. She finds the oil.
Look.
There's some kind of sticker on the window. ILCHR.
He's like smacking the car.
I don't know. Just some letters.
Oh my god, this part.
You and Nancy.
He's holding her hand now.
The most beautiful hands.
She wrote down the thing on her hand, and now he's like trying to smooch her, and she like shoves him.
I'm sorry, are you okay?
Wait, I got okay. So he's like, Nancy, you have beautiful hands, because she wrote this thing on her hand. And so, you know, they're in like a nice romantic bar, and he's kind of getting close to her, even though they have something they should be doing right now, not like smooching in a barn. And she's like, no, come on, Indy, don't do that right now. You know, like a smart person.
And she's not even like playfully, like, you know, no, shoving him away. Like, she literally
full on pushes him.
Pushes him.
Falls right back into this door, like this back part of the barn, falls right through.
Breaks the plywood.
Breaks the plywood, like the plaque, and falls right on his ass.
Falls on some hay. Like, because she
pushed him. She forced him away. Like, this is like an abusive relationship. Like, why didn't she do that? What was driving her to push him away so hard? It's her boyfriend.
I don't
like
know.
What kind of relationship do they have where she finds it necessary to do that, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, please.
You know, it's like, I understand, like, if she, like, why was she the one who had to push him away so hard? He wasn't even coming on to her that strong. He was kind of just like getting close to her, like, unnaturally he should, because it's, you know what I mean, it just was odd.
Shh, somebody's here.
They heard us?
No, quick, help me.
Oh, shit, they heard you. You just got pushed in the planks. It was so loud.
Okay, but after this, we're gonna ride out to West Orange and tell the police.
Oh my god, and then this part.
Nancy?
And then he starts yelling!
And then he runs into chains that are right in front of his damn
that
face.
That weren't there to begin with.
I mean, what was the scene? What was going, why?
I don't understand what was happening. Because they
understand
were,
what the point of it was in the first place.
They were like, they were first being quiet, checking out the van. She completely shoves him and they make a whole bunch of ruckus. And then they hear things outside.
So then she goes so off now to
she's
look
like,
at it.
Oh, did they hear us? Like, are they here? And so then
she runs off and he's like, I don't know, covering up the car or something with hay, looks up, she's not there, starts screaming, and then just runs into some hanging chains, steps on a rake that hits him in the face, he falls down and hits something else.
Yells again, like, did you hear him? Like, when he hit yeah. it, he goes like, ah! Like, he does it again!
Like, the anatomy of this scene is just awful.
And then she comes out, Andy, what are you doing? Like, she's, like, still whispering. And I'm like, why are you even bothering? You should have been whooping and hollering, just being like, we're here, Germans, we're here. Like, it doesn't even matter, because they were just, are you being quiet or are you being loud? Fucking make a decision.
Of course they heard you. He was such a, and he was, like, being such a horny teenager, just, like, in the barn. I think that was, like, the most, like, believable thing that was going on with this episode.
It was a little ill-placed.
It was ill-placed.
Because he like, very seriously says, like, oh, okay, let me see what you wrote down, even though the fucking sticker was right there on the car. Like, he could have just looked at it. But he's like, oh, let me see your hand. And then he just randomly, like, I don't know.
Like, it just feels like she's the sleuth in this situation. He's literally just a klutz to hang out with.
But then towards the end, like, then they switch roles completely.
Yeah,
like,
they do,
he, like,
yeah.
He becomes helpful and she's the one being the nuisance. Like, I don't
yeah,
even
I don't know what was go- I don't understand. What,
like, who was supposed to be the stronger character in this episode? Because it seriously felt like it kept flip-flopping between Indy and Nancy.
Yeah. They were both bleh. Like, eh.
They weren't helping each other out. They were just overpowering each other at different times. Like, it was ridiculous. And so then, what?
You know, I didn't know that the mom had died at this point, even though I guessed it. And I said, do you think she decided to run off with Puccini after all? I bet you Puccini died, too.
Really?
Yeah, of, like, cholera or something.
Jeez. Gosh. Like, he got right. a virus in his mustache and then
yeah,
died.
Yeah, died. And then they were, like, looking through, then they went into, like, the lab or something, and the muse, it's like, because they found out where these plans were being held, and it turns out it wasn't the Germans, that it was, like, the oil companies or something, and then they're, like, getting closer and closer to finding these plans in the safe, and the music's getting higher and higher and higher.
Was it?
Did you not notice that part?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can find it, because I was like, it's getting higher and higher, they must be finding something.
Then again, at the beach, like at the...
Oh, yeah, they go to the beach, and then Indy's like, I have to go to work. And she's like, but this is more important. He's like, I have priorities here.
Like. And then she disappears again, and then Indy's yelling. They meet at the beach, and he's like, he parks, he like sees her bike, and he's like, Nancy! And like, she's like, Indy, be quiet. And I'm like, oh my God, Megan DeSalon!
It's like, just being such a... giant oaf,
there, that's where he's loud again.
Yeah.
God, so annoying.
It's like at the beach where she said she was.
Obviously, she's here. There's her freaking bike. Wait for it.
Nancy!
There you go.
Nancy!
He's just running around yelling like an oaf.
I know. With this cute little tie.
Are you crazy? We're not supposed to be here.
She's like whispering him to be quiet, and he's going, "We're not supposed to be here."
Just yelling.
Oh my gosh.
Like the Germans are gonna see you, you ass. God.
My gosh.
Just what? And he calls her on the phone, and
oh, it's because okay. So they were at the beach because so while they were at the barn, they found the inventor guy. They found him, and they're like, oh, they kept saying, like, high tide and low tide. And they're like, oh, obviously, a submarine's going to come and pick up the Germans.
That's
why we got to go to the beach.
Yeah.
So that's why they were at the beach.
That's why they went to the beach.
And then, so, no go. There was no submarine. The police were there, and they're like, get out of here, you crazy kids. And
yeah, basically.
Yeah. Indy, go back to work. You're fired. And then... what, Nancy does some more sleuthing, and then how did they end up at the oil refinery?
Because they found the oil on the car in barn. So that was what brought them to the refinery, and then they found out that the end of those letters that she found were like was the end of the sign of the oil refinery. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so then they get there and they find the plans in the safe, and
yeah, so now they're sleuthing at the oil refinery. And
I found it.
It goes
on the part where it gets really high.
Yeah, they're in a fairly well lit office, and he still has a flashlight.
It's for the movie, Emily. Do you hear how high this music's going?
Here, let me
try. Wow. What a build-up.
I didn't even notice, but there you go.
Yeah, so there's that.
And then she's like, oh, let me try and open it with my hair clip. And then he's like, okay, cool, let me try.
He just breaks it, which is a very indie move.
It was.
I did really like that, actually. It just wasn't played well. It didn't play well on the TV, but... So then they found the plans, and then they go talk to the guy who works for Edison, who was supposed to fix the car in the first place, and then they're like, how'd you know that the oil came from the refinery or something? And they realize that he was the one who set up everything.
No, it was his shoes. So while they were sleuthing mm-hmm. at the oil refinery, they saw some fancy shoed guy going over there and like making deals. And they're like, okay, we got to make sure no one finds these plans. And so that, you know, oil doesn't go obsolete. And they saw his shoes. And so then when they were going back to the Edison plant to give him back the plans, they noticed his shoes. And that's when Nancy said it. Like, Nancy...
they knew. And then they just literally... she tells him. They turn toward him and go, so what were you doing at the plant? Like, it's like within a minute of each other. They don't even, like, try to, like, protect themselves or anything. They just go out and say
yeah,
no, it
she
to
goes,
him.
Yeah, she, like, whispers to Indy, like, those are the same shoes. He was there. And then they go, why would you steal your own plans, mister?
And then we have the car chase scene.
Which was
insane.
Ridiculous.
She's like, can you go any faster? And then he goes, Nancy, I can't go any faster. This is a Model T.
And then he tries to go on a shortcut. Yeah. And Nancy was being so annoying during this part. Oh my god.
You have to explain what this bridge is like, though. Like, there was no way that he would have been able to go across this thing.
No. So the shortcut that he took, which was stupid, he's like, I know a shortcut. And Nancy's like, there's no time for shortcuts. And she's like yelling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, can you shut up? So the shortcut basically was this crossed off area where people shouldn't go through because it's a broken bridge.
Yeah.
Like pieces of
the bridge is like,
yeah, pieces of like
planks
or yeah, we're just completely gone. And the only thing left was like these two, like, so the bridge had all the horizontal pieces, but the only pieces were like a few horizontal pieces, but then they were only these two vertical pieces. So the
right the where wheels, the wheels would go wheels on the vertical were going pieces on the vertical the
pieces, yeah, like the
that's the idea.
The structure, like the structure was still there, but like all of the
it's just he knew exactly where the wheels would be.
But so. At this point, she was grabbing the wheel and she was going like this, and I was like, oh my god, girl, you guys are both gonna die. Like, cause
it's a wonder they didn't.
Cause she was like, "Don't go this way," and she like grabs the wheel, and they're like fighting over the wheel, and I'm like, "Can you?"
Also, how and why would he know where a shortcut would be? When did he spend some time on the Edison plant to know exactly where to go?
He wouldn't. How often is he there? Never.
Anyways, they catch the guy and they're like, he's like, I would have gotten away with it if you weren't for your meddling kids.
They almost hit each other. The cars veer off away from each other and like...
The guy like crashes.
The guy's... Yeah.
And then they go back to Coulson and then Edison himself is like, thanks for solving this, you know, problem. I couldn't have done it without you guys. And he's like, you know what? You can have my little really expensive drag racer to take to the prom. And that's it.
Which honestly looked like a bitch to get into with a prom dress on. So
I just don't understand how they're having prom. Like, how old? What? Don't you have prom and then you have the end of like senior year? Isn't that the end?
I guess he's a senior. Yeah, I don't know.
But then spring break comes in the next part of the episode. So what does it even mean? He's definitely not a senior.
Maybe it was like a fall.
It was
like a winter prom or something, like a winter ball.
They never explained, because prom usually comes at the end of the year. It doesn't make sense to me.
This whole thing doesn't make sense. Don't go too far.
I'm not. This is prom. That's it. And then it shows Indy in class. That's it. That's the only transition. There's no other transition.
There's a weird transition. You have to look. He like grows a weird stash. You have to
watch. Oh, he looks older for sure. Him and Nancy grow like 2 years. Which is a lot for a teenager. You know?
So Indy comes to prom looking super cool. Shows off his little drag racer to a Brandon. And they all have a good old hockey game.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, let me just read some of my notes. All right. So I said, man, SPF gets thrown around a lot. No, they're not driving over that. Oh my god. Indy doesn't ever listen to her. I mean, I feel like they have zero chemistry. She's smart and everything. I just don't see them together. How's this gonna work?
Really? You said that? She says that. She goes, you never listen to me.
Really?
Yeah, she like says it all huffy, like while they're racing after this guy.
Maybe that's where I got it.
But everything she was saying like wasn't making sense. Like she was like pretty much Indy was making all the decisions and decided to go on the shortcut, and she was just sitting there going like we don't have time for a shortcut. Don't go this way. You never listen to me. Stop, Indy. So go faster, Indy. Like
it you know, was if this so episode
annoying.
If this episode of All by the Popcorn it seems like a train wreck, it's because this episode of Indy was a train wreck. I'm sorry. I just can't. I
thought it was garbage.
Compared to the last episode, that was like amazing.
The best episode ever.
It's just, this is just so downhill. So downhill.
It was so bad. I hate it. All right, let's see. Do I have any interesting notes? I was too busy just like looking at this in awe than taking notes. Yeah, I said Nancy's dad was way old.
Oh, yeah. He
Foxy was really dad old. Still Foxy question mark?
Yeah.
And then I wrote should be old.
He doesn't even care about his son. He's like Literally every single time we see him in this episode, he's like reading a book.
Well, and like, and whenever they talk to each other, like in the second half, he goes like, "Yes, sir." Like he which I know was how it was when he was a kid too. But like,
oh no, this is actually a really cute part with him and his dad when he's like about to go on his little adventure. He talks to him in Latin. He's like, "Be careful, son," and he's like, "I will, Dad," or something. But he says that in Latin.
It still sounded like they were being very serious.
I liked it.
I don't know. I just don't think. I don't think they're. They're really meshing well anymore. All right, so can we look at this transition scene?
Yeah, we got to see this transition because I said he's so much older. What happened? Look at that caterpillar on Indy's face. So
yeah,
I did notice it. So we've got the prom going on. They come up to prom, and then there's a transition.
Has to get out of this car with her dress on.
I thought it was fine, Emily. It's okay. It's not like it's a big poofy princess dress or something. Yes, sir. He just gives his car to somebody to drive to a park.
Take spot. That, Brad.
Then,
and now it's just
then
it.
The transition
that's it.
Is just like that's it. It's just transferred into another day out.
Dear
school.
Indy. How are you?
Yeah, it
I can't
does.
Wait for you to get down here.
And so he's writing his cousin or something?
Yeah, I think that's his cousin.
You go crazy when
and
you
he's
see
so
it.
Much older.
See you soon. Your cousin Frank.
Okay, yeah, okay, it's his cousin Frank. I thought it was his
and
cousin.
Look at, he has like a receding hairline.
Yeah.
Like, how old is he now?
I don't know, it's like 5 years later, he's got a freaking caterpillar mustache.
A
his
receding
girlfriend
hairline.
He's literally 5 years older, too. She looks so much older. If not, it's not the same person, I don't know, but it just seems like he doesn't even care about her. And so then him and his dad are going down. And then so him and his dad are taking a train down to visit their cousins in New Mexico. And
he's also writing Lawrence of Arabia at the same time as well.
Yeah, Ned wrote him a letter because we remember we were talking about this in the very first episode of Indiana Jones. Young Indiana Jones, about how the Anubis thing did not have an ending, and we were really confused, like, what happened to this thing? Did he ever catch him? Turns out he didn't catch him, because the
but then, do you remember, like, when I told you that I'd kind of snooped forward and
watched,
like, the official first episode? Like, this whole second half, like, happened in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Within the first episode.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine that even happening. It would have been such a weird episode to have.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, it was, like, long as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
both in very sandy brown places as well. Like, there's nothing to see.
Yeah, especially with baby Indy first starting off in Egypt and then ending with Sean Patrick Flannery in Mexico.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all over the place. So we keep referring back to talking to Lawrence of Arabia, who keeps sending these letters to Indy, and he's like, "I remember you when you were a kid," and there's like a picture of them together, and it's like, it's cute, but it's also like, where is this going? Why do we have this? Turns out the guy who killed his friend is in Mexico, and so then he finds him and kills him or whatever. It's a jackal, you know?
Yeah. That's my note. Yeah, third note in on this part two, I wrote, is it really gonna make a full circle? Like, that's, which it kind of did.
I mean, it kind of closed it up, but it's not satisfyingly.
Definitely not satisfyingly. Okay, so the second half starts with him talking with Miss Seymour's old bae, Lawrence of Arabia.
That's right.
And he's also writing letters to his cousin Frank, which his
is
cousin...
Is his cousin supposed to be the same age as him? Because he literally looks like he's 30.
His... Yeah. Frank looks like... Wait.
And also, Wendy's on the train going down to New Mexico, and he sees this girl on the train, and I'm like, you cannot resist a girl. You cannot resist a girl. He's, like, always making googly eyes at the girls.
Always.
That is an Indy trait. He is always... He can't resist them. But yeah, like, Sean Patrick Farrelly, he's like... so much older. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's until they meet back up with his cousin Frank that he, like, gets young again. But, like, oh my gosh, is this it? Is this his
yeah.
really old
this
face?
This is the old face. Okay,
where's his old face?
We gotta watch this. So they're taking a train down to New Mexico. And those are their cousins.
Like, I just remember seeing this really gross scene of just, like, him being really greasy and, like,
yeah,
like really disgusting.
This is the scene. His hair looks just terrible compared to the way it looked from previously.
What is it? No, I'll tell you later.
Come on. God, it looks so gross.
This is your great discovery?
It's a bordello.
It's just across the border from Columbus. We can be there and back this weekend.
They'll never let us go.
They will if we're smart.
Is he not young again here?
Here's what we do. Tomorrow at breakfast, just let...
Don't you think he is? Doesn't he look kind of young?
Yeah, he's back young here.
Well, I don't know what you were talking about, because I don't remember him ever being old. That's all we got.
Ugh, I just remember being really grossed out. Maybe it was here, when he's talking to Nancy.
It is when he's talking to Nancy. I don't know. You were trying to look?
Yeah, that's what I was
looking. Maybe going on a little camping trip this
Ugh.
Weekend?
Camping trip? What sort of camping trip?
Well, nothing special. As far as Red Butte.
Oh, right there. It's so oily.
It's because the light's hitting him in like a certain angle.
Oh, and he's so greasy.
It's like all sweaty.
Ugh, and he's so gross.
Nancy looks so much older, too.
Nancy looks really pretty.
I mean, yeah.
He looks like a skis ball.
She's like, you going to come with me to my family's cabin or whatever she says? And then he's like, no, I can't. I got to go to Albuquerque. I mean, what? Like, he doesn't even care about Nancy at all.
He doesn't.
She literally doesn't even talk about her at all for the rest of the episode.
The second they go to... Well, technically, they should be out of school right now, but, you know, whatever. It's spring break. Pretty much the second he goes to college, like, they're done. I'm thinking they're done.
Well,
they're done. They're done for this episode.
You're not even going to spoil the end of this episode yet, but he doesn't go to college yet. Okay, so they're in Albuquerque. The cousin, as you heard, wants to go to Columbus, which is the city that's right on the border. And
okay, but wait, he says invention. Did he not say invention? Did his cousin Frank not say invention?
What's a Bordeaux? Is that what he was talking about?
It's like a burlesque show.
Okay, yeah, it's a burlesque show. That's why they want to go to Columbus, so that the two of them can go watch this burlesque show that's like a few days away, and they're like, oh, we want to take a camping trip. Is that okay? And then the parents are like...
The mom of Frank is like, no.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, hell no.
You gotta listen to this conversation, because it is just ridiculous.
Well, nothing special.
But they like basically want to go see a nudie show.
Red Butte's a fair distance.
We'll only be away a couple of days. And we'll be sure and be careful.
Yes, ma'am, really careful. We'll be back Sunday night, so...
I don't know.
Don't see how they can come to any harm, Grace.
Okay, comment that I wanted to mention. They're in New Mexico, which is very close to the border of Mexico. And he's like, don't see how they could come into any harm. The friggin' Mexican Revolution is like, I don't know, an hour south from them. Like, seriously? You don't think anything could happen to these kids? I don't understand. What?
They weren't going to Mexico. They were just going a day or two away.
It's also extremely dangerous out in the wild like that. Like,
probably where they were thinking was going to be, like, maybe further away from the border, where they were actually going to be heading towards the border. Maybe. Possibly.
I don't know, man. That's just not okay.
It just depends on wherever the heck this camping site was. Which, who knows?
I'm just...
Let's just continue.
So then they go down to this town, and the craziest shit just starts right now. They're talking to this man. They're like, what are we going to do? We're going to go over the border. He's like, oh, you know what you want to do is go to this one cafe. They have really good soup. And then this guy gets shot in the heart in front of them and just dies.
He gets shot, like, in the gut. Like, he's going, like...
He's like, oh no, I'm dead. He falls over, and then
he's like chatting him up and being like, oh, yeah, you want to have a good time, boys?
Yeah,
and
here.
They're like, and because they're like, where's a good place we can get some food? And then, Because first we're just talking about food, and then he's like giving them recommendations in this like, oh, perfect spot, Alessandra. He's already dying.
Is he dying?
He's already, yeah, this is him.
Did
after.
Did he get shot?
I think he's gotten shot there.
No.
Yeah. Caliente? Oh, guess not. He's just making a weird face. Maxie's.
No, I think you boys better stay away from old Maxie.
Why?
They serve their chilies real hot.
You see, these are total innuendos.
Yeah.
Boys, steer clear of old Maxie's, you hear? He's liable to give you
anything. Like, where was that even shot from? Why didn't they get shot?
I don't know. They're standing in the middle of the freaking street.
The shot had to come from that way, right where they are.
It's crazy town. And then there's this crazy shoot up. They're running around. All this stuff's just flying all over the place. I don't know what's going on. Indy jumps up, and then this lady's like, he stole my dresses, blah, blah, blah. And then Indy's like, I'll get it, ma'am. And then he, like, jumps on a horse and chases after this guy.
Which, dude, they're just two dresses. Like, fucking leave it. Like, why did
into
he
Mexico, and then goes to Mexico, and then gets captured.
It's funny, because when he was chasing him on the horse, They had like knocked over a sign or something that said Mexico 2 miles, and I was like, did he really chase this guy on a horse?
Yeah,
for 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look what happened. The lady's never gonna get her dresses back.
So Indy's in Mexico right now. He goes there. They're all speaking Spanish. Indy speaks Spanish, so he's being adorable because he can speak Spanish, and it's just the cutest thing.
So they capture him. They all surround him because he was chasing this guy for 2 miles on a horse, trying to get these dresses. He gets circled, and
I can't with this episode.
And they take him. So they put him with the two other prisoners, where it's like some older man and then some guy who's from where? Where is he from?
He's from Belgium. And I actually have a comment about this part here. So he gets captured, and him and this other man, this Mexican man, are going to get shot.
His only pleading defense was, please, I have to get back to my classes.
Yeah.
I have to get back or my dad will kill me.
Yeah.
Like that was
basically
his,
that's his
that
thing.
Was how he was pleading with these men to not kill them.
He almost gets shot. This poor guy.
So many times. He almost gets shot almost like gets four killed. Times
and
in
I
his
have,
episode.
I have to hand it to SPF. He really looks frightened. Like his face is like he looks like he's gonna die. Like, this guy does do a decent job. I'm not saying
he's frightened,
doesn't.
But he's dumb. Like, I don't know. Oh, God.
He's also supposed to be young still. Okay, this is where that guy says.
I have to be in high school in a couple of
two
days.
There's two guys. There's Indians there, and they're both going to get shot.
No, there's three guys. Him, Indy, and then those two other guys.
Uh-oh.
Him, too. This guy was just like.
So the guy who whimpering. You can hear who's whimpering says something in Spanish that the subtitles do not say. And it's coming soon.
No me oyeron. Voy a perder clases.
Gringo, en unos minutos más vas a perder mucho más que las clases.
Estoy casado, tengo niños.
Okay, so this guy says, Estoy casado, tengo niños, which means, literally translated, I am married. I have kids. And the subtitle says, please don't kill me.
Oh my God, that's just sloppy subtitle work.
I know. I was like reading that like, he didn't say that. And then I had to like go back and listen to what he said. And I was like, yeah, he said he's married and he has children. Like, why didn't you just write that? I don't understand. Who was doing the subtitles for the Spanish?
I don't know. And then, so by some stroke of like dumb luck, Pancho Villa shows up.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was trying to find out by looking up the Mexican Revolution was what was the US's role in it? Because it was all it was It was a revolution, like, in, like, within Mexico. Within Mexico. Yeah. So how did the U.S. come to be, and why did Pancho Villa hate the Americans so much?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like...
why were we even there? Were we even there?
We were, because it is on our border, so it's, like, kind of that whole thing of, like...
I was reading that we were in two battles or something, and that Woodrow Wilson, right?
I don't know.
That was the president at the time, I think I was reading.
In 1916?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He like, didn't want to join, but he was, like, pressured to make the Americans join. And
to help each side of the revolution.
I guess. It's, you know...
It's also war stuff, so it's kind of, like, it's muddled, and there's a lot of... a lot of stuff.
The History Channel was not helping me on their website. Mm. They gave me a small introduction, and then they're like, want to learn more history? Sign up. And I'm like, no, just give me my information I need.
There was a lot of horses, a lot of people talking, and then guns firing, and Indy somehow not getting hit by anything.
No, I hated... Go back to that. So, right after they don't get shot...
Yeah.
Pancho Villa is talking to them and, like, basically recruits them.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally minutes later, Indy is helping the guy
the
from...
The Belgian guy.
Yeah. Like, pack up the cart. Uh-huh. And I guess he doesn't speak Spanish very well. So, like, some
guy... But he speaks French to him, because the Belgian guy speaks French.
Well, I know, but some guy walked up to them, gave them orders, and I guess the Belgian guy, like, misheard, and was, like, gonna shoot Indy!
Yeah.
Again!
He was, like, just about to shoot him again, and he's, like, literally, he told you not to just shoot me unless I acted out, unless I did something.
And he said, no, I'm pretty sure and I heard, like, him say kill you.
And he's like, no, he didn't. He didn't say that. Like, because Indy's really good at, you know, really good at understanding Spanish. So he just, like, he knows what people are saying. And I think it surprises them that he knows Spanish super well. But he speaks really well. He does a good job getting by. He's just, like, fearing for his life right now. It's a pretty heated situation. But it is crazy that the guy's literally just gonna kill him for nothing, even though he literally just hugged him for speaking French to him earlier. It made no sense.
I don't understand.
It was just,
I don't understand their dynamic.
Like,
I don't even know why.
He was, like, treating these men that he joined the revolution with like they were buddies that they'd known forever, and it was like,
but
what?
They had
you
it.
Just
like,
met
he doesn't
this
even
person.
Know these people. I know. Like,
it's just so weird.
And then the fact that, like, randomly in the middle of this, like, Indy just decides, like, you know, I'm gonna join the revolution, like. Like, does he... I'm like, does he even know what's happening?
No.
So why?
I don't know. He just ups and decides to join the revolution. He's like, well, screw my dad. I'm not even going to go home. The friend, when Indy's riding off on the horse, is like, what am I going to tell your dad? And I'm like, that guy's got the right priorities. Like, honestly.
In the end, he's got to save his own ass, because he's going to have to go back to his dad and tell him that he lost Indy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
When they were not even supposed to be anywhere near Mexico.
Yeah, so he's gonna get, like, all of the punishment, where Indy's just like, I'm gonna join the revolution, when he had the chance to leave and, like...
I feel like it's just not even worth breaking down this episode for you, because it is so dense, but also, like, nothing happens.
If he really wanted to join the revolution, he could have easily... like, gone back, you know, told his dad, like, hey, I'm cool, we're all cool,
He does write his dad a letter that's, like...
Was that even sent? Was that even done?
He basically is just, like, talking to them, like, hey, dear dad, I've joined the Mexican Revolution.
He was just spitballing. That was never sent. When do they find time to go find a post office?
I don't know, but the end of this episode was insane.
Did any of these towns even have a post office?
I just gotta say that this episode probably cost so much money to make. Like, oh my god, there were so many extras and so much bombs. And there was an entire wall that got freaking bombed down. Like, can you believe how expensive this probably was?
For not even a good episode.
It was like, and then they find the Americans, and then there's, like, this American guy who kills this other guy in a bar, and he's, like, part of the Mexican Revolution, and then they're all just like, oh, and then there's a shootout. Like, I don't know. I just don't even want to explain it.
And then Demetrius is like making side deals, like shady side deals with Pancho Villa, but then rats them out to the Americans, and then
because then we have this whole backstory with when Indy was a kid. So then he finds Demetrius, the guy who killed that other guy in Egypt, and then he took the jackal, and then Indy's like, you killed my friend, you remember me? I'm like, he probably doesn't remember you. You were a kid. And also, he's probably killed so many people. How he remember when...
he backstabs everyone that he makes deals with. This was,
10 years earlier. I just don't...
Yeah, first of all, you look nothing like you did when you were a kid.
I know, he's wearing his hat now. And that was the first time he said, I gotta play. I at least gotta play the part where he's getting the jackal from the guy. Because, that's a part he says, a line. I think I had it on
that fight scene.
I have so many notes here, and I don't even want to... They go to, Hearst's Mexican castle and, raid the castle. Then they go and, watch the little newsreel about the Mexican Revolution. Or the Revolution... They watch the newsreel about the war that's World War I.
Going on in Europe, yeah.
And so the Belgian guy's like, I gotta go home. And then they also see what's going on in Mexico, because this is an American thing, so it's all sided towards the Americans,
and Indy is translating.
Indy is translating adorably.
Then he starts translating differently than what, and then they start shooting the screen
because they were talking about Pancho Villa.
Tropas de Estados Unidos visitan de cortesía a Canada.
No, the screen says they visit Mexico, and he goes, they go to Canada? As if these men can't see that the word Mexico is on the screen. I don't. I mean, they might be illiterate, but still, you know what the word Mexico looks like, right? But it's cute, because he's doing that whole thing.
Well, then that poor guy dies.
Yeah, his friend dies, who literally almost shot him earlier in the... I just can't get over the fact that he almost got killed by these people, and then he, decides to be a part of their group.
Well, then he talks to this guy.
Oh, yeah. Then he talks to this...
This was the one wholehearted scene that we watched.
So, would you like to explain what's going on here? All of this is in Spanish, so it's really hard for us to, play it, but...
So, basically, they're going through a city.
Mm-hmm. Like a little town.
Yeah, and they're basically, pillaging all of the small, farmers' houses and stuff, taking this guy's chickens and just taking whatever the war effort needs pretty aggressively. And so... Indy sees that this guy is, kind of distraught, because, he's my chickens, they're always taking my fucking chickens. Yeah. And he's like, but hey, the war, the army needs food, too, and, they're here to help you, and then this guy's like, why does it matter? Just each guy who comes into power, either way, my chickens are getting stolen, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in charge.
This person comes, they take my chickens. This other person comes, says, it's gonna be better for you, and he takes my chickens. Every single time he's taking my chickens.
You guys now are saying that you're here for me, but what do? You take my chickens. This guy...
Yeah.
He doesn't
care about anything else. He's just like, this is my life. You're ruining my life every time. It doesn't matter who's in power. It's just a different person on the head.
Yeah. The fact that you take my chickens... means that something is still not right here.
This was the only bit of philosophy we got in this entire episode. The only bit of real, true human dignity and life and war effectiveness.
And that's disappointing.
It is very disappointing. Because the rest of it was all just big budget, blowing up, guys you don't even know what side they're on shooting at you. They were trying to do some heart with, one of the characters, one of the Mexican characters who Indy liked, and then he dies, and you're like, well, that's a shame, because you kind of liked him. But, really, did you care?
But seriously, just a day earlier, he was trying to kill him, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I think this was a very... It's very poorly done first episode for Sean Patrick Flannery.
I'm gonna play this part right now.
All right.
He's getting the jackal from the guy, Demetrius.
Yeah. Who now has a hook hand.
Yeah.
Which, if you hear, you can hear him, like, clicking his claw like a crab every once in a while.
He's caught the entire place on fire.
Which, you know, isn't good for his treasures.
Yes! Yes!
So we got the... We got the...
And Sean Patrick Flannery wears the hat. Wears the indie hat and the jacket the entire time in this episode.
He does.
The second half of the episode.
And he says the famous indie quote, "It belongs in a museum." So, good for you. I hope it got there.
And this entire thing, like, falls apart and blows up, and Indy somehow gets out alive, which is what he's been doing the entire time. It's just been mildly escaping these things. At least this time he got his face bashed in.
Yeah, because when he gets out, like, this whole place is up in flames.
The entire thing.
Like, the whole thing. Like, I don't even know how...
It blows up, he, like, falls over.
I don't know how he got out of there.
I don't know. And then the Belgian guy who happens to be in Mexico for some reason, like, was part of this revolution. And he's like, you know what? I watched that newsreel with you yesterday, and it made me really want to go home and fight that war. And then Indy's like,
he said the Mexican Revolution War was not his war to fight, and if he was gonna die, he should die fighting for his own country back at home.
Yeah, so...
Which was nice, even though I didn't like him at all.
No, I didn't like anybody in this episode. The whole thing, I was like, I don't care about these people.
I didn't like anybody. Except for Sean Patrick.
I don't even like the beginning. I was like, nobody's redeeming in this. I have no... And SPF's fine. He's not the worst. It's just...
It's just the situations that he was put in, like, it just wasn't... I don't think it was his best. Because that one little scene he had with the guy in the village was really good. And I think
we just like ones... We like episodes where they get into, like, more meaty ideas about life and... And like art and culture, and we don't get any of that in these two episodes. Like this one episode of Squish, two episodes, you know?
Yeah, nothing. We didn't hardly get any
like, you know, growing intellectually. And I think that's what we liked about the first episodes, is because obviously young Indy can only get into so much shenanigans before it's all about talking about what it means to be a human or something. And that's the stuff we like are interested in, not this crazy action-y blowing up stuff all the time. It's not even like as fun as the Indiana Jones movies are.
No. I did like Nancy at first when it seemed like she was being like smarter than Indy was, but then she just fizzled out.
Let's talk about the end of this episode. The most aggravating 5 minutes.
What happens?
He literally just says, "I'm going with you, man. I'm going with you to Belgium."
That's right! Okay, I have a note about this. So I was like, is this how the show's gonna be? Like,
yeah.
Is he gonna go to Europe?
He's not going home? What is this show?
Is he gonna go to Europe now?
He didn't even finish high school. What the fuck? Yeah, I think he will be going to Europe in the next episode. I don't understand. And they ride up into the sunset. And that's the end of the episode.
His hook made a clanking noise. Like a crab.
And he wrote, "It belongs in a museum." See, we have so many of the same notes. It's like the things that we cared about, we wrote down, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it's just not...
But even then, that wasn't enough. Like, this episode still was very disappointing.
No, it was way over budget. Like, way too expensive for how shitty the writing was.
Way too flashy, yeah.
Very flashy.
It was way too extra. You know, all you need is just a wholesome script and no, like, flashy shit, and it would have been good. They have all of history and information that's already there to help Indy learn. Like, those are like my favorite things, is when Indy like actually learns something.
Yeah, we didn't learn anything. We didn't even get the revolution straight.
All I learned was
Even in the Edison episode, there was nothing insightful about that.
No, it was just like...
Just kind of like a Nancy Drew story, but told really shittily.
I guess.
It wasn't even, like,
intriguing. I mean, and yeah, they were talking about, like, you know, cars and science and stuff, but, like...
But not really.
Still,
it's not like they really got into any physics or anything. They didn't, like, learn anything.
No. It was just...
It was a really, like, it was a boring crime and, like, a boring clue-solving one. And then, like, a way too flashy Mexico situation that was just, like, not interesting.
It would have been way more interesting if the Germans were actually stealing the plans.
Yeah.
And then Indy just goes to Germany.
I don't know. Okay, well, apparently the next chapter is Chapter 7, Love, Sweet Song, Ireland and England, 1916.
Really?
So maybe we'll get some cute things out of that.
I want SPF to meet his Austrian girlfriend? What was her name?
The one Sophie? The Nazi?
No.
Yeah, she's a Nazi.
No, when baby Indy met her.
Oh, yeah. Sophie.
Yeah, Sophie.
You know, maybe he'll meet Marianne in these episodes because she is who's an old friend of his in the first one. The very first Indiana Jones.
That's true.
So maybe he'll meet Marianne in the next episode. Because he does have to find her somewhere and has to have some relationship with her before the first movie of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And then eventually he ends up with her. It takes a long time, but...
They spawn a child. What's his name? Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God.
Well.
I already apologize for how crappy this podcast has been. I'm so sorry. You know what? The next episode sounds like it's going to be a lot more interesting.
Really? I hope so. Fingers crossed, man.
I don't know. I'm really sorry that I have nothing interesting to say about this.
All my phalanges crossed, man. All of them. All the phalanges crossed. That the next episode is better. Because this was garbage.
SPF, you're not putting it out for us right now. So far, we like little Indy better than you, so you gotta step it up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude.
At least you don't have to deal with the mom anymore.
I mean...
Okay.
I would take her over Nancy.
You can find us on Facebook.
I want Miss Seymour back! Where's Miss Seymour?
I know.
We need freaking Miss Seymour back.
You could search All By The Popcorn on Facebook, and you can find our page, All By The Popcorn. And then you can also tweet at us or follow us on Twitter at By The Popcorn. We also have iTunes. Would you please give us a rating and review? You can email us at allbythepopcorn@gmail.com or allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, Emily, you gotta update that Twitter.
That's not happening.
All right.
But you can follow it. I post some stuff sometimes when I feel like it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.